later, however, at the Hershey Arena in Hershey Park, Pennsylvania, I opened for Mr. Burns again, and it became another evening of note. George Burns was, of course, pretty feeble in the last few of his 100 years. The only interaction I had with him was a quick introduction and a careful handshake. But there was still a great deal to learn by simply watching him perform. Backstage that night in Hershey, I thought how cruel it was that this tiny and weak old man was being forced to work. Why was he here? Was he in debt? Why wasn't he retired?